Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK. Welcome to Office Hours. I'm David Meltzer, and this is my pit crew, Madeline, Melissa, and Raul. Thank you again, you guys, for co-hosting. Quickly transitioning from one extraordinary guest to the next. Speaking of extraordinary guests, this is a new friend of mine, which means a lot to me because we're on the same mission. Eddie Wilson is on a mission to build a community of people that want to help each other and know people that can help each other. And what I know about Eddie and his experience is it's not easy. Mm-hmm. In fact, I tell everyone, if you want to put on the world's biggest speaking tour with the biggest speakers in the world and do one of them a month at the biggest venues in the world, number one, you got to be crazy. But two, if it was easy, everybody would do it. And nobody else that I've seen in the last 30 years, my friend, is able and capable of doing it, which is why I love being a part of it. And so do other of the amazing world's greatest speakers. I'm, you know, looking at in Miami next, right? Goggins, Gary Vee, Alex Rodriguez, humbled to be listed with those people, Tim Story, all of the great mentors of mine and the newest mentors are all part and parcel to the Aspire Tour. And I want to first, before I introduce you officially, congratulate you putting on the world's greatest inspirational tour to aspire and inspire people. Welcome to Office Hours, Eddie Wilson.
Yeah, glad to be here.
All right, I'm going to start with the obvious.
Okay.
Why? Dude, I put on the Lee Steinberg party,
yeah,
one party a year and hated it.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
It is the biggest and most notable party at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And I'm proud of that.
Yeah.
And I'm proud I don't have to put it on anymore. I get to just show up like I do to aspire.
Right.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah. So for me, I'm a private equity guy, right? I am not in the space of throwing events. My partner, Andrew, is. But for me, I love building community. And so I've built and sold over 100 companies now. And my thesis is you build community and you serve the community through products and services. And so I've always built community, and that's been the basis for all my exits. And so we started off about 14 months ago with this idea of there's a huge vacuum in the small business space. And so we wanted to go after these small business entrepreneurs, and that's where we began to throw the Aspire Tour. And so we've got a lot of other communities like FitCon and, you know, Think Realty and the American Association of Private Lenders, a lot of other communities. So we're good at building community. But this idea of throwing these massive events every single month, I didn't really know what I was getting into. So it was like, I really thought I'm going to jump in. We're going to do one. I told my business partner, I said, I'll fund the one. If it goes well, then we'll do another one. Well, we had 2,000 people show up for our very first one, and we made quite a bit of money. So it was like, well, let's just keep going. And so then, you know, we got three or four deep into it, and it was like, well, we probably should just go ahead and do this at scale. It's way cheaper to do it at scale than to try to do one a year. And that's just where we're at today.
That was a mistake. I should have had a super party every month.
Yeah. Way more efficient. Yeah,
exactly. Amazing. I was at the One Aspire event in Dallas, and it was incredible. We were at the VIP, and I am contemplating going to the one in Miami. Sure. I am originally from Miami.
Please come.
From a leadership standpoint, right, I love that subject and see the different leadership styles. In your book, The Titan Doctrine, you explore the characteristics of a historical Titan leader. Mm. How do you apply those principles to your style?
Sure. So there's 7 points in my book where I just take historical leaders. At one point, I had 86 concurrent companies that I was overseeing in my portfolio. And there, that was comprised of 83 CEOs. And so my job as the leader and owner of that private equity firm was to help them break through ceilings. And what I found was this consistent need across the board. So I had 83 people that were essentially test cases for me,
sure,
where I began to see these natural tendencies that were showing up in them. And so I wrote the 7 based on all the needs that they had and the ceilings that they had created in their own lives. And then I took it back to just a historical figure to try to help people kind of seed in their subconscious, you know, those ideas. So it's Alexander the Great, and it's overcoming fear, and it's Winston Churchill, and it's beginning to stop worrying about what everyone else thinks about you. Lead with, you know, intentionality. And so for me, that is the basis for what I teach all of my leaders. Even the Aspire Tour, while I own it and I am the CEO of our private equity firm, there's someone else that runs it. And my job is to help him get through the ceilings that he has in his life.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think it's, there's no confusion why it's so popular, why it's so successful. You make a massive impact. Mm-hmm. I want to call you chosen one because of the impact you've had and you're continuing to make as entrepreneurs, as small business owners. We're cut from a different cloth.
Sure.
Right. We're here position to make a bigger impact, but we run into those ceilings, those limiting beliefs.
Right.
We are chasing wind, literally most of us. And I think that's why these are so popular. We're looking for that fulfillment.
Right.
Right. Where do you find your worth and where is your identity grounded?
That's such a great question. Mm-hmm. In 2019, I sold 76 companies for $1.27 billion and was probably still the loneliest person on the planet. And really turned my effort into philanthropic kind of concepts. We began to build feeding centers and orphanages around the world and did clean water projects. And impact, you use the word impact. Impact is my word. My foundation is called Impact Others. And every day that we start an Aspire Tour, I start off on the stage with, if I put somebody on the stage, if David Goggins or Kevin O'Leary or Mark Cuban's out here, or David Meltzer, right? If they're out here and they give you a tip for how to get to the next level in your life, can I explain my journey and tell you that if you don't find a way to make an impact on someone else's life, you're still going to be empty. And so for me, the center of all that we do, after I had those exits, everything I do now is to pour more dollars into the foundation. So every company I start has a give back. I have a coffee company. It's called Because Coffee. I literally give my entire proceeds back to the cause, to that impact. And we measure our success today by the people and the dollars of impact that we help and we give, versus looking at a KPI that's just talking about a profit metric or something like that in my company. We have a KPI we measure every single week, which is dollars of impact and people that have been impacted.
Powerful. And I think it's important to pull from this that you're not able to give unless you receive all.
Absolutely.
That.
Every day, it seems like another device is getting smarter. From smart watches to Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs, everything around us is becoming more connected and efficient. And just like our world is getting smarter, your e-commerce business should be too. If you're looking for incredible efficiency, or if your business has outgrown its old shipping solutions, ShipStation is the tool that can help you take that next step. ShipStation offers exceptional shipping efficiency with a powerful all-in-one order fulfillment system. It integrates with over 180 of the most popular e-commerce platforms, marketplaces, and carriers, making it easier than ever to manage your shipping tasks. I personally use ShipStation, and let me tell you, it's a game changer. The ability to automate shipping tasks and manage orders from one simple dashboard has saved me countless hours. I love that I can print shipping labels with just one click and take advantage of industry-leading discounts. Up to 89% off with carriers like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's made scaling my business faster and more efficient than I ever thought possible. Plus, saving thousands on shipping costs is just the icing on the cake. If you want to lead your business into the future with technology designed to save you money and headaches, ShipStation is the way to go. It seamlessly integrates with the services and selling channels you already use, and it's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers. Over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of those that use it for a year become customers for life. So switch to ShipStation today and lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future. Go to ShipStation.com and use code BOOK, B-O-O-K, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code BOOK.
Eddie, hey, man, you've done so much great stuff, but I do want to talk about Aspire. Can I ask you a selfish question?
Sure, please, yeah.
I do events also a little bit different than what you guys do. It's called TAG, TAG Talks, Transparency, sure. Acceptance, and Growth, sharing personal stories of mm-hmm. overcoming challenges. I love Aspire. I went to Santa Clara High School. I grew up in that area, and I went to the Santa Clara Aspire to see Joe Montana.
Yeah.
that's why we showed up. But I love what you guys are doing, and it really did blow up quickly, right? And I heard you say you're going after initially like small business entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. What is it that you're doing that's bringing the success to Aspire? Because you guys are filling up those rooms really well, and it's something I'd love to learn.
You know, for us, it's a complete focus on giving back. I think that there's a mixture in events where people have to feel like there's value, and then that value begins to snowball. Mm-hmm. And where it was in the beginning, it was very much like, I have to pay high-end speakers. I have to use their, you know, all of their talent and their notoriety to drive people to the seats. Today, over 40% of all of our tickets are coming direct just because they've heard about the Aspire Tour or someone's talked about it or the social impact. And you don't do that by not giving back. Now, that's a very expensive proposition because I don't monetize these people until sometimes 12 months down the road. I'm just starting to see the monetization. And so to put on the nation's largest business tour, you know, I'm close to $50 million deep into this tour. And so it's a big part of like putting your money where your mouth is. You know, it's like if you really want to help people, you have to be able to do it without this desire to always take back. And so it was a big gamble for us. It's paying off dividends today, as we're 14 months into it. But yeah, it was very much a give back model from day one. And we gave tons of value. We asked very little in return. Everything that was sold at the event were very, very low ticket items because I didn't want to take back from these people. And then, you know, later on I'll build that community and then we'll serve that community. And then I'll put products and services in front of them that they need. That instead of asking them to choose to pay something in addition, I'll put products and services that's already on their P&L that they'll literally go, oh, I know, like, and trust Eddie or this group. And I'm just glad that we'll move these dollars from here to here. And so then it becomes, you know, a part of that community we're building.
Excellent. Love it. Thank you.
Even beyond that, I see it within the professional speaker world where initially when you don't have a brand, you don't have a community, the speakers want to figure out how they can benefit to mitigate their risk. Sure. And it's funny because my friends that run in that circle that are keynoting these events is fun to watch, including myself, where it's like, well, you know, I'll fly across the country for you, but you know, this is what it's going to cost you.
Right.
Now they're calling me going, hey, can I pay to be there? Can I sponsor the event?
Because
I want to be on that stage. So it's not just the value to the community and the audience. It's these real speakers in the world that want to provide value, they want to give back now as well. And it's not a, necessarily about professional speaking.
Yeah.
It's about being part of that community.
And that's one of the big demands we have, is that when we put someone on our stage, they have to be authentic. They have to be open and vulnerable. And so in that, you, when you open that up, it's really hard to ask for something in return. But the people then follow with massive vigor because you've given something that they didn't expect.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful opportunity. Just because I have a couple extra seconds here, I'm always asking, when I went through my transformation, lost a ton of money, I wasn't someone who asked for help. Mm-hmm. And the first person that asked for help, ironically, we're here at the Wynn, mm-hmm. the SiriusXM studio, was Mr. Wynn. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know him that well. I knew a lot of his friends. And I just asked him really simply, could you help me with my relationship with money? Mm-hmm. And the most philanthropic people that I know have the healthiest relationship with money. Believe it or not, they also make the most money, but they do help the most people and have the most fun. And I was empty like you, with over $100 million and didn't have any idea why, because I was born to think that if I had a lot of money, I'd be happy. Mm-hmm. What has your relationship with money evolved to?
Yeah, I grew up in a great family. Father was entrepreneur, mother was entrepreneur. And I really boiled it down into three words for myself and for like the community of people I serve. And that is, number one, we have to focus not on money. We have to focus on our time. Our time is our most valuable asset. And time is in that asset. Instead of chasing dollars, what I do is I chase impact with my time. And so making sure that I choose the right avenues to spend my time in, then money and wealth always comes as a byproduct of a good use of our time. If you're using and you're jumping into your core genius, spending time on what you are good at and serving the world at that time, wealth comes. And then wealth is just a byproduct of time that is a measurable tool that then I can go create impact. And so for me, it's time, wealth, and purpose. I actually focus on my time and I focus on my purpose, and I really don't think about money. The thing is people would say, well, Eddie, that's because you sold a company for $1 billion. So it's easy for you to do.
That's what you got.
The reality of it is how I got there was I actually formatted this process in 2015 and started working towards purpose, started controlling my time. And the $1 billion exit came as a byproduct of that. Not I'm now living it because of the byproduct of the $1 billion exit.
That's good. Yeah, I love this. Good. That's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, well, let's connect the dots back to 2008. And that now is 16 years as an overnight success again.
Sure.
You know, I always say, it's easy for me to say because if it was easy, everybody would do it.
That's right.
And I know exactly what you're talking about in the form of value or impact. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, trusting and having faith with that wisdom. Sure. That, you know, the more you give, the more you're given.
Yeah.
And a lot of people aren't aware of what they're given, nor do they feel worthy of receiving it. And most importantly, asking for help or asking for more. Eddie Wilson has mentored me as well, as I've watched him play on a field that I've been playing for and with for years. And he's doing it better than anyone. The biggest and best business tour in the world, which I would happily pay for myself to give him a testament and credibility in the space. But you don't have to when you have Goggins and Gary and all the sharks and everybody begging to be on the stage. And it's so powerful. More calls. It used to be, hey, can I come on your show, Dave? Now it's like, hey, can you introduce me to Eddie? I want to go on this fire tour. So it's glad that I'm getting the overflow benefit. Yeah. And the biggest overflow benefit would be to have Eddie Wilson on Office Hours. Please promise us you'll come back. You're an incredible entrepreneur and philanthropist. Thank you so much for everything you're doing.
Thank you, Eddie.
It's inspirational and aspirational. I'm David Meltzer here with Office Hours.